This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, welcome to your July Montgomery County Farm Bureau Report. I'm Katie Wilson, manager for Montgomery County, and this month I'm excited to be joined by Natalie Fuller of Indian Springs Golf Course for our report. Farm Bureau members get a free hot dog and a small drink when they sign up to play at the course, and Natalie and I had a chance to catch up about how things are going for Indian Springs this year. Natalie, great to be visiting with you today. I'm here on a Friday, and the course is packed. So how are things going for the course this summer and this golf season?
It is just unbelievable. It's very overwhelming how the community supports our little local business, and the course looks beautiful, and the people that come in here have become my friends. Today we have the FCA group here, which is the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and it's very humbling, but it's also very rewarding. So things have gone great. Thank you.
Yes, I'm so happy that things are going well. You know, a lot of local businesses struggled during COVID. It was just something we've never dealt with. And I wanted to give you the opportunity to talk about what the course went through, because you said you just received so much support and you're just so grateful for that.
Yeah, I have to say COVID for us was actually a blessing in disguise. We found out really quickly that we need community and local community. We had gotten to the point where I think a lot of people were shopping out of town and traveling to get things, and we found out that we needed our neighbor. We needed our local stores. We needed our local businesses, because that's what we needed at that point, because we couldn't travel. We couldn't go. We couldn't do. And people that came out here during COVID would come to my window because we couldn't let them in the building, and they were concerned for us. And I can actually almost tear up thinking about it. People would say, "Are you doing okay? Is there anything we can do?" And it really place such a gratefulness on my heart and my husband's heart and my family, because people were worried about us. And that just made everything that we were doing so worthwhile. And so for us, COVID was humbling, but it was actually beneficial because of how our community tied everybody together. And it just worked. And that's the good news.
So awesome. We live Montgomery County. It's just a great place, as you were shown through that stressful time. Mm-hmm. You mentioned your husband. Mm-hmm. So you guys own and operate this. It's a team effort. When did that all come about for you? When did you take over the course?
Okay, we bought the course in the fall of 2012. So it'll be 10 years this fall, which is a little shocking when I stop to think about it. We looked great on paper. We had a lot of talented family members that were coming with us out here on this adventure. And I truly did call it a leap of faith, because we did a lot of things wrong, but we did a lot of things right. And we started every morning off with what are we going to do today? And me being the mom and the person everybody came to, I said no a lot. I said, no, we're not going to do that. But I said yes to a lot of things. And so here we are out here. It's my husband and me and my sons and my daughter-in-laws and, of course, my daughter and my mom and dad still help out here. I have nieces and nephews that help out here. So, and I just have a great staff that are like family. So my goal through this whole ordeal has been, the prayer has been that when people come to Indian Springs, they feel like family. And I want them to recognize that we're different because of that. And I think I've seen it once or twice, even on my, you know, when people do a Google or something, we became the number one Google pick for this golfing area. And so many times people say they treat you like family. And so I'm like, yay.
Yeah. Your yay. Goal has been accomplished. Well, I want to relate this to Farm Bureau. You're a member benefit for our local Montgomery County Farm Bureau members. Mm-hmm. And your mom was actually a longtime employee of the Montgomery County office. So just share with our listeners about her and her role with Farm Bureau.
Okay. My mom, I think she worked over 25 years there. She started off with Chuck Ellis, who was the Farm Bureau director, and he was there for many years. And then he retired. And then Bob Lentz was there. But my mom worked there through all of my growing up years, and And it was like going into home. You know, my mom was there all the time. And if I needed picked up, someone would pick me up from school. And, you know, it was just, it was really, truly a family-based business. And so my mom loved it there. But, you know, she retired. And I think my mom's probably been retired 15 years or better now. But she still thinks of it as her office. You know, that's her home. And she, but she told me the other day, she's heard nothing but good news about you. Oh. She said, that Katie, I hear she's really good. And so, yeah, my mom loved her job, you know, and she loved working with the farming community and the farming wives. And yeah, that was her thing.
Well, we always enjoy when Peggy comes to visit, which I know she's pretty busy helping you at the course, but yes. we do love to visit with her. For our listeners that have never been to the course or are interested in checking it out, what are the details about golfing and times you're open and all of that good stuff?
Well, once the weather changes in the spring, we are on 7 days a week, and we are in the furthermost southeast corner of Montgomery County. So we're pretty far out, but we still are Montgomery County. We're an 18-hole PGA golf course, and it is beautiful out here. I can only describe it, you know, through my words, but they took the hills and the valleys and the ponds and the springs, and they incorporated this beautiful golf course in just such a beautiful, serene place of nature that it pays to come out here, even if you're not a very good golfer, just to hang out here and play 18 holes. There really is something special about it. But we are here, like I said, 7 days a week, unless there's a weather situation. And we've gotten to the point where we are busy. And so it's crazy to think you have to make a tee time sometimes during the week just to get a time that you want. But yeah, it's a place that I would just encourage anyone to come out just to see it just once. And you'll be sold because it sells itself.
And not only do you offer golfing, I know weddings are held here. What other things do you offer?
Yes, we have a banquet hall in the back and a beautiful deck. And so, you know, we do have a beautiful, you know, scenery to hold a wedding. And, of course, with COVID last year, we only ended up getting, I think we got two in. Wow. And so things, I think, are starting to pick up a little bit. We have a really cool putting green where you can practice. And we have a driving range also. Even if you're not going to play, you can get a bucket of balls of any size and go out and practice. So there's a lot of things that are available. We also have a kitchen, so we serve lunch. And, you know, we're available if you have a scramble or a golf tournament like that the Farm Bureau's getting ready to have. We can do that. We have a commercial kitchen, so we can prepare the meal for you. We can truly make it as easy as it can be on you. Basically, you just show up with your golfers, and we try to take care of the rest.
Sounds fantastic, Natalie. Thanks so much for your time. Anything that I've missed or that you would like to mention while you have the chance?
No, I'm just grateful just to be a part of this community. I really am. It really is a small town feel, but there's just so many great opportunities in Montgomery County, and so just grateful to be a part of it.
Natalie Fuller of Indian Springs Golf Course in Fillmore. And don't forget, we're partnering with Natalie to host our first ever Drive Out Hunger Golf Scramble on Friday, July 30th. Proceeds will benefit Montgomery County food pantries, and there's still time to register your team or sign up to be a hole sponsor. Just give us a call at the Farm Bureau office at 217-532-6171. And that concludes your Farm Bureau report. For WSMI, I'm Katie Wilson.